snot-nosed kid growing up in Georgia, we pretty much made up our own games. Indulged in shooting marbles, rode bikes, made soapbox cars, played hide-and-seek, sardines, kicked the can, Haley Bailey over, and lots of sandlot baseball. The days were unsupervised and unscheduled. They just unrolled in our lazy summer days, depending on weather and the kids we could round up from the hood. Everybody got to play, and nobody was excluded. Summertime, and the living was easy. Apparently those days are part of a nostalgic past long ago lost to my friend's kids, whose play is as managed as tightly as a NASA space launch. Ballet lessons, soccer practice, judo courses, violin classes, little league baseball, soccer camps, swims at the YMCA, karate classes, polo lessons. So much for spontaneity. Hello, discipline. We got the kids on a fast track from preschool to graduate PhDs. The little tykes don't have much time for free-form fun. Our moms would say, be back for dinner, and off we'd scatter to the four corners of the neighborhood and beyond into the woods. I don't know if we learned self-reliance out there beyond parental leashes, but I suspect it taught us independence and probably stalled the adolescent urge to revolt. We didn't have much to rebel against, unless we didn't want dinner served up same time, same table. Not much of a revolution stewing there. We camped out in the backyards, we hiked across bogs and woods. We built shabby tree houses and put playing cards in our bike tire spokes. We were the wild ones, but not really. We were kids, grass stained with torn shirts. We fought, we got in trouble, we lived through it. Mostly it was fun, all the time. I wouldn't want to be a kid now. Hell, you can't be a kid now. Your parents got you scheduled, signed up, coached, monitored, pushed hard and expected to succeed. No time to waste, certainly not in childish tomfoolery. Fun? Hey, kid, fun is for losers.